Now for some good news about losing weight. Many women over 50 find it a struggle to maintain a healthy weight, but a new study published in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics sheds some light on what it takes for them to succeed. And NPR's Allison Aubrey says the strategies are not as hard to swallow as you might think.
The grumbles about the challenges of losing weight are all too familiar to Barbara Hogan. She's in her mid-60s, and she hears it all the time from people her age.
They say, my metabolism has changed, everything I eat turns to fat, and they just say, I can't seem to lose like I used to when I was younger.
Hogan listens politely, and she's been there. But 8 years ago, when she was in her late 50s, she took up rowing for exercise, which she does religiously, and joined Weight Watchers to jumpstart a diet. Now she's lighter than she was in her 30s.
I would say my childbearing years, I was on average between 40 to 65 pounds overweight most of that time. And I would go on crash diets and a lot of yo-yo dieting, and especially I used diet pills back in the 70s.
Which she says never seemed to work. So what's different about the way she eats now? Well, she says it's not so much a diet as it is a new set of eating habits.
I have, for the first time in my life, had a stabilized at goal weight.
And she's able to maintain it, even though she's enjoying traveling and eating out more than ever. It may sound too good to be true, but a new study of women in their 50s and 60s suggests Barbara Hogan is not an exception. The study compares the habits of women who were successful at long-term weight loss compared to those who were not, and finds that certain habits predict success. For starters, cutting back but not cutting out meats and cheeses, and significantly reducing desserts and sugary beverages such as soda and sweet tea. But researcher Bethany Barone-Gibbs says what made the biggest difference was what women added to their diets.
The strongest effect was actually for fruits and vegetables.
The study showed that after 4 years, during which the successful women lost about 22 pounds, those who added extra daily servings of fruits and vegetables did the best. And dietitian David Grotto says this adds to the evidence that one key to successful weight loss is focusing on what people can have instead of what they need to give up.
This focus more on what to add in more so than what to take away from your diet, I think, has borne out to be more successful. Adding in fruits and vegetables, adding in physical activity, adding in low-fat dairy products, lots of good research that supports that that's most effective.
And the study also suggests that if you change your habits enough, you take them with you, even to restaurants. Bethany Barone-Gibbs says the women in her study were eating out 2 to 3 times a week.
What was really surprising was that eating at restaurants didn't predict long-term weight change.
And that's important because women in this age group, many of whom are empty nesters, eat out and travel a lot. This is certainly true for Barbara Hogan.
The last 3 weekends we've been away eating in restaurants in Massachusetts and Maine. And when I do eat out, I eat well.
But, she says,
I try to stay away from the desserts, the rich desserts.
Or maybe she'll take half home with her. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.